It felt that way since day one, really, all the lads being together. But obviously, you don't get off to a good start by getting beat in the first two games, and it is a bit depressing for the lads as well. But now we're winning two wins, and we feel really confident. And I think that's the main aim. And obviously, the fans behind us at Peterborough, first of all, were outstanding, and then again on the weekend, doing everything that we wanted. Just we needed that second goal, I thought. But obviously, we won 1-0, and that was what the gaffer said: if we keep a clean sheet, we'll win the game.
Yeah, it was gritty and determined, wasn't it? I suppose you could say at the weekend.
Yeah, I think sometimes we felt like we were too going to get that goal. If we had got that goal, we would have went on even more to get more. But they were stubborn themselves, and they had created chances from our kind of play. So, but it was a gritty, determined performance, and it was a 1-0, and at the end they nearly nicked a little goal, and that would have been really disappointing.
Does it lift morale then? Because I know it's an obvious thing to say, but when it was two games in and no points, the talk was still, the lads aren't down, the lads are still up, the lads are still going out every day and just putting in all that they can put in there. But does it physically lift things?
Yeah, I think it takes a lot off your shoulders winning. And like I've always had that saying, is you don't get too low when you lose and you don't get too high when you win. And I think at the minute, I think we are getting too high when we win, because it's all of that talk of promotion that's about. And if you get two wins, and if you get a goal on this Saturday and win again, or we've got a big game tomorrow, obviously, but the league's very important, and that's what we're focusing on.
Do you have to kind of put that out of your mind then, the talk of promotion and the fact that you were pre-season favourites?
Yeah, I think that's what kind of, and everyone starts talking about it, all the fans get a bit iffy, oh, we're going to get promoted or we're not. And at the end of the day, it's four games into the season, and there's a long way to go. I think there's 42 games to go, yeah, maybe one up or one down, I'm not sure, but it's a long way to go, and I'm sure that talk of promotion will settle down around Christmas time, but that's when we need to give it a right go.
And the possibility of new faces still to come as well, still a week of the transfer window left, so there could be even more new lads coming in.
Yeah, exciting times for Sheffield especially. I think it's a club where everyone wants to come, and if the gaffer and his staff really like to play, I'm sure they'll be to lead them this way. And I can honestly say there's a great set of lads here, and everyone's hungry, and I've got young talent, I've got like a bit of an experienced talent as well, and that's what the main thing about this football club at the moment.
Yeah, and the most experienced heads, I suppose, in Doyle and Collins sat out the first couple of games and then were brought back into the fold there as well.
Yeah, I think but look, to be honest, when they were in the change rooms, when they weren't playing, they were brilliant, and they were trying to give guidelines and help and everything, and that's what you want. You don't want players who are going to get the, like, that feeling of you're not going to play, that feeling, you all need to be in it together, and that's what the main thing is for promotion, togetherness in a team. You look at any other team that gets promoted, like the Leicesters last year from the Championship, all together, one player in, one player out, and that's what happens.
How have you assessed your performances then? Have you been happy with what you've done in the Blades shirt so far?
Obviously, the first one, I was a bit disappointed with the goal, but there's still more to come from me. I'm still getting to learn off the gaffer what he wants of us. I need to score goals, obviously, as well, and that's what I think he wants of us, so I'm trying my hardest in training. But look, to be honest, if we're winning games, I'm really happy about that. I'm a team player, and at the end of the day, I'm happy. I feel more settled now after Saturday's game, and I enjoyed Saturday's, probably the most game I've enjoyed, yeah.
I was down at Peterborough, and in the second half in particular, you made a couple of runs into the box, you received the ball in there. It was something that you'd not done in the first half. Is that something you've been encouraged to do more?
Yeah, definitely. I think the gaffer says that the more I can break the lines and keep the ball, and like, because we've got two lads who can hold the ball up really well up front, if I can play off them and get myself one-on-one with the goalkeeper and things like that, that's what I want to do. But yeah, against Peterborough, I think the second half we looked dominant in the game, and we created a lot of numerous chances. We just need that second goal, and we can obviously start settling down even more on the field.
Looking ahead to the cup then, West Ham, it's a tasty little fixture this.
Yeah, it's a really tasty fixture, to be honest. I think if you look, when the draw comes and you get a Premier League opposition, it's exciting for everybody around the club, all the fans, and obviously everything that's going to go for us. Hopefully we can go down there and make a good account of ourselves and give us a test as well. Then we'll know where we are going to be.
Do you expect them to field a full-strength side? Do you expect them to field kids? They obviously got to the semi-finals last year, so they do take the competition seriously.
Yeah, knowing Sam Allardyce as well, and Kevin Nolans and people like that, I'm sure that they want to have a good cup run, because that's the only chance of silverware for them as well, with the strength of the Premier League. So I'm sure he'll be wanting to make a good account of themselves as well. So it'll be a very tasty fixture, and I'm sure with us being, with the positive feeling we've got around the place, that we'll have a good chance.
And the club had a good cup run last year, obviously, in the FA Cup. This is another possibility, isn't it, of going quite far in a competition if weakened sides are put out, I suppose, by the big boys.
Yeah, definitely. I think if they do put a weaker side out, but I'm sure they'll be quite strong as well. If the kids coming through and they want to look at players, I think that's important. That you don't want to, obviously, if you're a kid coming through and you want to make a good account of yourself. So we can use our experience of obviously the cup run last year and lads coming in who have had the experiences in the cup as well. It will give a good chance, and hopefully the fans will be like what they were down at Peterborough. It was brilliant. They got really behind us and they were like a 12th man.
And it's all just about momentum, isn't it, as well? Just keep that run going.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the most important thing. I think keep getting 2 wins, 3 wins, 4 wins, it just feels like you're not going to get beat then, and you've got that confidence of going into a game thinking we're not going to lose, so they have to come out and beat us.
Have you been involved in cup runs before? What's the sort of run that you've ever had?
Never really. I was saying to my dad the other week, I says, I don't really get any cup runs, to be honest. I'm only out the first one because we ever just focusing on the league. I'm like one of them young lads who got put in and then you get knocked out and then sometimes you don't really get your chance, but that's me. But this gaffer's very wants us to do really well in the cup, and it's like the game against Mansfield was the first step towards Wembley, and that's what he said at the end of it.
I guess you've got a personal thing then, haven't you, as well? You want to try and get as far as you can and maybe get yourself a Wembley appearance.
Yeah, definitely. I think it would be great. That obviously that would be fantastic. I missed out against West Ham, against Blackpool in the Wembley final when we got beat in the playoffs, so it would be great to obviously get a chance to play there, yeah.